Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph Schleter and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Mark chapter 12 verses 18 through 27. Now this continues this saga in Mark where the different religious leaders try to trap Jesus. They try to throw at him these different thought scenarios and situations, all with the intention of not learning, but with trying to trap him in his own words. And I just think it's crazy that you have all these people who are so caught up in themselves that they're not willing to learn. They're not willing to grow. They already have these mindsets that they're just so held in, and they refuse to grow, and they instead want to try to make their own truth the ultimate truth instead of learning from the way, the truth, and the life, which is Jesus. And we see that here today. So in Mark 12, 18 through 27, it says, some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him saying, teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take a wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had married to her. Jesus said to them, are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses and the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled. So we have these Sadducees coming up to Jesus. And I mean, like, where do they get this stuff? It's so out of this world and outlandish, these little things that they pitch to him. Again, all with the intention of trying to trap him and not actually trying to learn. And you hear Jesus, who I would just have loved to see Jesus' face as they go on. One brother, two brother, three brother, four, five, six, seven, you know? And Jesus is just like, look, you guys are you're so off, you know? And I love that passage. You don't know scriptures or the power of God. Though we don't truly, like, when we don't truly know the scriptures and we don't know the word of God and the power of God, we end up being misled by all the things that the world throws our way. We need to know the word of the Lord. We need to get into scriptures. I think Catholics sometimes get a bad rap for not really knowing scriptures, but sometimes it's actually true. Sometimes we actually don't read our Bibles. We don't open the word. And there's so many beautiful ways that the church gives us to pray, but scripture, the word of God, should be something so important, because right now we lack hearing God's will in our lives. So often we see in the world of people don't actually know the voice of the Lord. And it's because we don't read the word of the Lord. So being able to dive into scriptures, and two, the power of God, that the power of God also allows us to step into further relationship with him, not from our own power, but it's his power. We have to be in relationship with him to experience it, that we know the power of God. And what is the power of God they're referencing in here? It's the fact that he's the God of the living, not just the dead. Right? That God is the God of the living, and his power goes beyond what we may experience or have known in our lives, because he's so much bigger. Right? You hear that he's not the God of the dead, but of the living. And he quotes this passage, God of Abraham, out of Isaac, God of Jacob. You know, these people who had died, but because God's the God of the living, then there's this aspect where they're alive in him, you know? And so I want to encourage us to step into this reality of, one, diving into the scriptures, the word of God, and two, the power of God. Do we have a God who's a God of the living, and he can take anything that seems dead and make it alive? Whether that's relationships in our lives, whether it's our relationship with the Lord, you know, whether that's just situations or circumstances that just seem dead and hopeless and gone, God's the God of the living. And he brings all things back to life, right? Through the power of God in the scriptures, we see that actually leads us to further understanding of his heart. And so my encouragement is to dive into his heart in this way, to really dive into the beauty of knowing his power, his word, and that he's the God of the living. that we get to live in this reality of having a God who can make all things come alive, who turns winter into spring, who turns mourning into dancing, who turns sorrow into gladness. That this is what he does. And we get to experience that. And that comes when we're humble and ready to be taught. That we don't come to him with our own truth, our own perceptions of the way things are, but we come to him humble, ready to learn and ready to hear his word, experience his power, and dive into a God who is not just who doesn't leave things dead, but always brings life out of all things. He's just that good that he wants to bring life out of everything. So this has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27. Again, my name is Joseph Schleter. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.